You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling. Hold it now.
This morning from the set of CNN in Charleston, South Carolina with Soledad O'Brien, Roland Martin. Roland?
So I'm shrimping grits in South Carolina. We're here in Charleston. I just had to smack a couple of folks on the air who didn't think that Newt Gingrich was using coded language. So, you know, already I'm fired up at 7 o'clock in the morning. But no, that he wasn't doing that. That's just Newt talking about politics. Yeah, right. Whatever. So we have to do that. So I'll be kicking it with Soul that time until 9 a.m. Actually today, tomorrow, and actually all next week as well. So, let's talk about this issue. And a lot of people have been asking me about SOPA, S-O-P-A, and P-I-P-A, and what the heck is all this stuff and the internet and people all upset. So we turn to the Today technology contributor, of course, our homeboy Mario Armstrong. Mario, good morning.
Hey, what's going on? Join the family. How's everybody?
Always good, Mario. Now, Mario, what's the deal with SOPA and PIPA? We hear these acronyms, and people are saying we're going to lose the freedom of the internet if these laws have been passed.
So what we have here, SOPA stands for Stop Online Piracy Act. So this is all about not – the problem is this. Content creators, media companies, people like Black America Web, you guys create content all the time. If your content is being stolen, movies, film, music, and it's being distributed and not being paid for, the issue is it's been hard to battle that in the U.S. It's tough for U.S. companies to fight this because most of the piracy, the stealing, has been taking place with websites that exist overseas. So that's the problem. This is a copyright issue, and this bill that has come out, this House bill that's come out, is really targeting these companies. But what's happening is within this bill, what could potentially happen is by targeting these companies, it actually ends up sweeping in innocent websites. So, for example, real quick, if Black America Web put something on its website that linked to one of these potential rogue sites that had maybe content that was being stolen, Black America Web could find themselves being shut down just by placing a link to what could appear to be a legitimate website.
Whoa, partner.
So Hollywood and technology companies, that's the bell right now because people are saying, wait a minute, I'm an innocent person. Okay, I didn't know where this came from. I didn't know who had the rights to it.
That's right. That's right. So the supporters of this are the Motion Picture Association, the recording industry, big, large media companies. The proponents of this are mostly internet-based companies, Google, Facebook, AOL. And if anyone's gone to Google yesterday, for sure, you notice that they were protesting by having what's called a blackout. It's
right.
Still up on their site now, many of these sites. And what they're doing is they're blacking out, basically saying if these things were to happen, you would potentially be promoting censorship on the internet. And that's what people are afraid of.
Now, the bill is dead in the water. The Obama administration, Tom, said, look, we understand, you know, the concerns, but the bill needs to be fixed. And let me tell you something. These sites in the blackout, they have forced Republicans and Democrats to back down. And so, Mario, what's next? Because the Hollywood folks and the others, they spent $94 million in lobbying on this particular bill. It was a huge thing for if you were lobbyists in D.C.
This is massive. So we still, you know, this thing is still going to be something that we need to watch because really this thing falls under this whole bigger picture that gets really confusing to talk about, something called net neutrality. And it's really just who owns the content on the internet, who can control what you can and cannot see, and to what degree. So while we all agree that we should be protecting copyright, I'm sure, you know, Tom doesn't want anyone taking this show stealing content that you guys create and
well,
then selling that
Jay Anthony's videos, right? I got you.
Yeah, selling that for a profit. So that doesn't. We don't want to see any of that happen. But the problem is with these bills, we have to really dig deep. You know, this bill was just too wide, too range sweeping, and we would find probably a lot of urban-driven sites that would probably fall victim to small language inside of these bills that could ultimately hurt these urban-driven sites. So we're going to keep an eye on this. The Senate still votes on PIPA on January 24th, so this still isn't totally out of the picture
right.
Just yet.
Mario, we appreciate it, and Tom, time for me to go back and smack these folks up with some of that on CNN. Come on, Tom. They try to sit here and say he was. You know, Gingrich wasn't using a coded language. That's why a brother got to be a brother.
Thanks for representing, Roland.
Got to, Doc. Got to. I'll have to ask out on tomorrow for Jay Anthony because Herman Cain will be joining us.
All right.
All right.
Well, there'll be two ascots on the show.
Just two?